The Nome City Council is moving ahead with plans to add humidity controls to the city's new library and museum project. But the first order of business in front of the council at Monday's meeting was hearing from Nome Public Schools and how much the city is willing, rather is being asked, to contribute to school funding. A change in property assessments means that there's a smaller ask by the school district this year, in all a request of about $2,014,000. That's about $28,000 less than last year. But what was surprising was not the shrinking request, but rather the amicable tone between the council and the school board. Compared to last year's hawkish questions, council members were doves at Monday's meeting. Superintendent Sean Arnold spoke to Councilmember Stan Anderson.
Our biggest hit this year is our preschool. We would have lost two positions at Quirick Head Start and one at Nome Preschool.
So if I give you an extra $100,000, you would do what with it?
Arnold says he'd have to consult with the school board on how any additional funds would be spent. Currently, the district is set to spend more than $300,000 of its own fund balance to make ends meet. The council has until the end of May to decide just how much they'll contribute to Nome schools. With construction on the Richard Foster Building ramping up for the season, the question came to the council, will the building have a humidification system? Council members discussed three options to add humidity controls to the new museum and library building that will also house Quirick's Beringia Center. Initial plans did not include humidity controls, but Amy Chan, the city's new museum director since February, says it would be a vital part of any new museum.
Humidity for museum collections is really important. Being able to regulate those levels will really help us to attract external funding on down the road and beef up our programming. So it's also a big draw to donors that we can let them know that we have a really good museum environment that we can protect their objects if they're going to donate them to the museum.
For its part in the project, Quirick says it's prepared to chip in a proportional share of the extra operating costs on top of its annual lease for humidity control. Ultimately, the council drafted an ordinance to add controls to the entire building at a total cost of just under $420,000. The extra funds will come from the landscaping fund for the building, protecting a roughly $230,000 contingency fund for the project. Engineers say the building is set to be, quote, substantially complete by the end of the year. Utility manager John Handelin checked in with the council, saying that more than $500,000 will be coming back to the city after water system loans were approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. But in the wake of a high-level April evaluation that painted a troubling picture of utility finances, Councilmember Stan Anderson pressed Handelin to sort out the utility's billing and collection issues.
Just because it's a public utility doesn't mean that we're not in a business. I see where these people owe thousands of dollars, they're still drawing juice. So why aren't we cutting those off? Are we putting liens on their property? Throwing it out to a collection agency, to me, is ignoring a problem that's festered for a long time.
Anderson says if the utility board does not draft a new tariff, he will, one that he says will set strict rules, that he says will do away with the permissive billing in the, quote, good old boys network.
And the only way I see it doing it is putting something in writing, so whoever's the manager, this is what they have to follow. And if they don't follow, they get fired.
Handelin says a tariff review and change in policies is needed, especially after a short-term rate increase for utility customers, the first in decades, is set to sunset at the end of the month, rather the end of next month. The council ended their meetings with plans for more work sessions on the city budget, currently set for tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, followed by another meeting next Thursday at noon.